By all the lands and all the seas, feels like it's been years since I've last set foot through these doors. The best tavern in the world, and I've finally returned. It is damn good to be back. And it's even better to see my favorite tavern keeper again. Have you been, my dear? Well, I can't say that our last journey didn't leave me feeling like death with a pulse, but now that I'm here, I feel better than I've felt in a long while, especially since I've laid eyes on you. I can assure you that I'm neither a bard, nor am I looking for any coin in exchange for my flattery. I, unfortunately, lack any musical skills. Though I'm not in need of coin, so you can rest assured that my compliments are genuine. For you, they always are. What? Do you think I praise you because I have an ulterior motive? I mean, my silver tongue may be one of my most useful assets, but you've never been the type to be seduced so easily. I'd only be making a fool of myself and wasting time, both yours and mine, if I thought that I could win you over with words alone. However, it's my heart that speaks such words into existence rather than my head. Therefore, you can rest assured that my flattery is very, very genuine. I mean, can you blame me? From that very first time I saw you, standing at this very same bar, every bit as stunning as you are right now, I was enchanted. Then you handed me the first warm meal I'd had in months and let me stay here free of charge for the next month. Yes, you did put me to work for that month, but that doesn't negate the kindness of your offer. You could have just as easily turned me away and given the rooms to a paying customer. But you didn't. Instead, you gave me a place to stay and the opportunity to find my footing. Even with such an attractive face, I couldn't have predicted you'd have an even kinder heart. Especially given the wicked words that your tongue speaks. But truly, your gesture was beyond kind. Beyond anything I could have asked for. Especially given the trouble that I caused you when I tried to work at your side. Gods know that I only made your job harder. But you continued to allow me to work at this very tavern, spending my days serving drinks in exchange for a roof over my head. You taught me much of what I know about gambling and swindling, as well as the most creative swears I've ever heard. I spent every day working at your side, and we ate together every night before bed, and I was happy. Incredibly happy. I dare say that I was the happiest I've ever been. However, as you know, all good things must change, if not come to an end altogether. And even back then, I knew this. So when I was on the docks and was offered a place on a ship about to set sail, it was an obvious sign that I needed to leave before I overstayed your generous welcome. So I rushed back here, thanked you for your kindness, and told you that I would return in the future before I set off to sea. It was when I was on that ship that I had found what I had been lacking when I came to you. A purpose. I came to you with a life I no longer wished to belong to, one I couldn't even tell you of, and you gave me the means to start a new one. You gave me the greatest gift I could have ever asked for, and I doubt I could ever repay that. My apologies for my sentimental rambling, but all of that was to say, you allowed me a chance at a new life, and I am eternally grateful. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have had the chance to find my love for the seas and eventually form my own crew and travel the world. I owe my life to you. I owe everything to you. I feel that I can't say that enough. Everything that I have and everything that I am, I owe that to you. I appreciate that you think that all of my growth has been on my own, but it truly hasn't. You and everything that you did for me changed the trajectory of my life. I mean, without you, I would hardly be a pirate captain with a reputation known across the lands and seas. I definitely wouldn't have a crew or ship. Hells, I doubt I'd even have a life to live. I'd most likely be dead and rotting if the vultures hadn't already picked my bones clean. You kept me from such a fate. You saved me. And I owe you for that. No trying to deny it. I may not have a formal contract stating that I must repay you, but I refuse to let such a debt go unpaid. Especially to such a dear, beloved friend. It's with that in mind that I have a proposition, I suppose would be a good term for it. I have a proposition for you. Your skepticism wounds me, darling. You don't trust me? After all this time? But joking aside, I promise it's nothing so evil or wrong. It's simply a proposition between close friends. Just an idea I wanted to present for your consideration. Well, there's no way to know until I tell you, is there? Then I will gladly sit and listen to you tell me off. Oh, yes, gladly. I'd be happy to listen to you for as long as you please. Even if you are scolding me. Maybe even more, if I'm being truthful. I'll admit to missing the way you would tell me off for bleeding all over your counter. I always got the feeling that you use scolding as a way to show that you care, and that pleasant thought made the sutures hurt much less. You meant to tell you more about my offer. I understand now. I can't deny where my thoughts went when you asked me to tell you more. I promise that I shall stick to the topic at hand now, if you can quit laughing at me. Thank you. Now, I have no subtle, flowery way to present this offer, so I'll just say it outright. My proposition is this. I want you to join me on my ship and become part of my crew. I assure you, darling, I am completely serious. I want you to join my crew and set sail with me. Why? Oh, there are a vast many reasons, an uncountably high number of reasons, that I would want you at my side. And I suspect that I'm not consciously even aware of all of them. I suspect that if you were to join me, some of these reasons would become clearer in my mind as we spent more time together. And I might even be able to finally share in these with you. However, the main reason is as I just said. I wish to repay you for every kindness you've shown me. Look, I know that this is your tavern, and you've spent so long making it what it is, but this isn't meant to be your fate forever. You are growing restless. I can see it. This life, your life, needs to change. You need a new start, just like the one you gave me all those years ago. And you may call me selfish for this, but I wish to be the one to give you that new start. I want to be the one to extend this offer to you. Even more selfish yet, it's because I want your new life to still include me. I want to live a life by your side. I wish to be there for you even more than I can be now. I miss you more each time I leave, and I seek to hit two birds with one stone. I wish to give you the change in destiny that you crave, as well as to have you as a more steadfast presence in my life. It's as I said, I am so very selfish. There's no denying that I would gain something from this proposition, and I won't try to hide such a fact, but I still wish to give you something that brings you joy as well. I wish to see you happy, darling. I want to see that spark of life in your eyes again. It's still there, but it's so dull now. I want to nurture it back to health, to see it grow back into that lightning storm like it was when we first met. I want to see that wild joy in your eyes once again, both for your sake and for mine. Of course, you are free to turn me down. I would understand if you did. This is your home, and I will not tear it away from you, nor you away from it. If you wish to remain here, I will accept that answer with no question, despite the longing I see in your eyes whenever you look toward the sea. Sorry. I'm trying to remain impartial as I say this. But as you can see, I'm having a bit of difficulty. I digress. As I said, I will accept whatever decision you make, without question or judgment. So I ask you, my dear, that you at least consider my offer. If you were to join my crew, I would show you a life of wonder and excitement, a life that I know you long for. I'd give you the world. And all I ask is that you allow me to see it with you. If you don't have your answer now, that's fine. It's no small choice to make, and I'd expect that you want time to make it. But we set sail in 1 week, and I fear that our next expedition will take far longer than any before. So I will need your answer before then. Very well then. I will leave you to your work. If you should need me or want me, I will be just a few doors down. You know which room I've chosen, and I trust you still keep a spare key for it. You are always welcome in. You know that. And I would be happy to talk to you no matter what we talk about. If you would prefer not to, that is fine as well. But I'd like to share a meal with you one last time before we set sail. Just like we used to. So, if you'd please, my darling, I'd like you to join me for dinner on the last night of this week. I'll cook for us, I just ask that you be there. Please. I'm afraid it will be the last time I have the chance to enjoy your company for a while. And once we're done, you can tell me your decision. And then, well, I guess we'll have to see, won't we? Until then, I suppose. Have a wonderful evening, my dearest. I'll be around the city. No doubt getting myself into untold troubles, but if you need me, simply call for me and I'll return to you.